A trial gets underway today in Kansas City that's the first of hundreds of civil suits brought by people who say they were harmed by pharmacist Robert Courtney. The case involves patients who unwittingly bought watered-down chemotherapy treatments. Many of the suits not only name Courtney, but Eli Lilly and Bristol-Myers Squibb, the pharmaceutical companies that supplied him. The suits charge that the companies knew, or at least should have known, about the deadly drug adulteration scheme. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
In spring of 2001, nurses at a Kansas City oncology clinic supplied by Robert Courtney's pharmacy noticed something strange. Their cancer patients were keeping their hair and, in general, getting a lot less sick than patients treated with the same chemotherapy drugs purchased elsewhere. The observation added to a growing sense of trepidation surrounding Courtney's pharmacy. But attorney Grant Davis, who's coordinating civil suits in the matter, says pharmaceutical companies had hard statistical data indicating a problem years earlier.
They did have this knowledge staring them in the face, and they didn't do anything.
Drug companies keep track of not just what they sell to pharmacies, but also how those products are distributed. Court records show that in 1998, drug company sales representatives began to complain that Robert Courtney was mysteriously selling far more of certain expensive drugs than he was buying. One Eli Lilly salesman negotiated a deal to base his commission on the volume sold by the pharmacist instead of what Eli Lilly was providing Courtney. After Lilly rescinded that agreement, the salesman told a doctor about the huge discrepancy between the amount of chemotherapy meds flowing in and out of Courtney's pharmacy. That, in turn, led to an FBI sting operation which snared Courtney. Drug company officials and lawyers would not comment when approached for an interview. They asked the presiding judge for guidance, and he advised them not to speak with NPR for this story. But in a conversation taped last year, Eli Lilly spokeswoman Judy Moore said the salesman's observations didn't point to foul play.
What the sales rep observed is something that is very common in this industry, and that essentially boils down to a bookkeeping discrepancy. And there was no reason to suspect that this discrepancy was tied in any way to something so heinous. Nothing like this, as you know, has ever happened before.
Other drug industry officials have said it defies reason that drug companies would be party to adulterating their own products in a scheme that dramatically cut legitimate sales. They say the companies have been dragged into court chiefly because they have lots of money. David Ochtenberg, who teaches law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, says the company's assets could work against them in the trial.
One of the things that can happen in a case like this is that a jury may be tempted to find liability against the drug company on the basis that it's the defendant that will be able to pay.
With Courtney's estate certain to be consumed by damages and attorney's fees, lawyers view the drug companies as a significant source of possible compensation for victims. Drug company lawyers have petitioned unsuccessfully to isolate their clients from claims against Courtney, and for good reason, according to Ochtenberg.
The liability of Robert Courtney is overwhelming, and the anger against him is going to be, on the jury's behalf, tremendous. There's a tendency in that situation for a jury to be very generous in the awarding of compensatory damages.
And because the civil actions are linked, if the companies are found to be even the slightest bit responsible for Courtney's deeds, they may be on the hook for all compensatory damages. That is, forced to pay hundreds of victims for catastrophic illness, mental anguish, wrongful death, and other losses. If judge and jury decide punitive damages are in order, judgments could easily run into the hundreds of millions of dollars. It's unlikely all the nearly 300 civil suits against Courtney and the drug companies will go to trial. Settlements, if there are any, will probably hinge on decisions in the first several cases tried and possible subsequent appellate court rulings. So it could be years before victims of Robert Courtney's drug tampering scheme see financial compensation. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.